Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong. In spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm. We'll be right back.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who listens via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. I'd like to show my appreciation to anybody who takes time out to support. Support means everything to me. And I just know I support you as well, near or far. And also, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone. I can see you on my switchboard. If you want to get on the mic, feel free to do so. I do give shout outs because I pay homage to you as well. I like to give people their flowers right here, right now. And so if I go through the shout out lines and if you want to spit some poetry, feel free to do so. If you just want to vibe out with us, that's cool too. But either way, you have a platform to express yourself. This is the Lyrical Cypher, so we actually come together collectively to cypher our gifts. So you don't have to be a poet. You don't have to be a rapper. You don't have to be a singer. Whatever your talent is, feel free to do that. So feel free to use this as that platform to network, to share gifts. And even if you don't, you're not an artist, share your gift with us because, like I say, you never know. Somebody might need what you do, whether you make earrings, Carlos DMX the Poetry, lay tile, whatever it is you might do, hair, whatever it is that you do, share that talent with us so we can share with you and share with the world. But we do appreciate you. And we can't do nothing without you. So with that being said, I'm about to open up the open mic lines, the shout-out lines. Big, what's up? To 513 on the line. We got a 513. What's up? This is China.
Oh, peace and blessings. This is Mr. Romeo DiNati.
What's up, Romeo DiNati?
I'm doing well. I'm maintaining. Been a while.
That's what's up. Glad to have you back on the show. What you got for us tonight?
I really was just trying to call in just to hear some poetry, but
that's what's up.
I ain't performing in a while, but I'll do a quick piece just to open my line up.
All right. Let's get it.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The peace I'm going to bless you with, the way you make me feel. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you. When I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you. Only for a moment. But I now want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about that moment when I can be with you. I feel you smiling, because I'm doing the same, thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. When dreaming of the day after forever, we are we. You and I together in the end is the future I see. I want to be your station, so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I'll watch while they show me, ooh, we, is how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me. You'll have a seat while I caress your feet. But first I'll rub your temple, massage through your hair, then whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear, as it will sour the air. But the smile on your lips and heart is my only kiss, so smile. See your face hurt. No, trust, believe that I work at this until it works. I'll even work overtime so you understand how much I want you. As mine. Speaking my thoughts and my truths. on the way you make me feel. Imagining how wonderful this is real, how I would feel. Can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel. And I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Because when I say I want thee, only the love of God would want more for me. This is the way you make me feel. And it's the greatest feeling there can be. That's my thought.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
We appreciate you sharing. Yeah. Keep spitting that poetry, man. All right, everybody, that was Romeo Donati in the building. And we got Miss Nikki in the building. Young Nikki in the building. How you doing, Nikki?
Hi, Nikki. Hi, China.
You got some for us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the floor is yours.
All right. This poem doesn't have a title yet because I just recently wrote it, but here it goes. There is more dreams than stars in the sky. Unfortunately, most of them will die, for they will still be there, but will never shine as bright as the others. For tomorrow is promised to no man, but dreams are promised to no one. For you should never give up on what lives within you, and you always move forward and never look behind you. That's it.
That was beautiful and very inspiring.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, girl. All right.
Thank you.
That was anytime. That was, I call her Little Nikki because we got another Nikki that calls in, but that's actually Carlos. I call him Demon to Poetry's daughter. So we're going to get a big shout out to him real quick. What's up, Carlos? Just want to shout you out.
Wow. Hey, my daughter was not in Miss Sutton class.
Yo, you are okay.
Boy, man, my baby deep. Make me don't even want to read my little stuff, man.
And you, come on now. Look, you got me your too,
baby,
your
just, too. Hey, baby, you keep doing your thing, sweetheart. Keep doing your thing, sweetheart. You keep doing your thing, Nikki. You hear me? Keep doing your thing, sweetheart. You never know, man. You're touching somebody with that poetry, man. You hear me? And it's so deep, and it's deep, and it's deep. I ain't even think people that young thought like that.
boy.
Anyway, thank you, baby. You got your daddy with a smile on his face right now.
Carlos, what's up?
Hey, look, man, it was something I wanted to write, but with my work schedule and stuff right now, man, it's mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to really complete it. But I got like
I
two or three little quick
thing.
Lines, man.
Yep.
What's that?
What
Check
is
this
it?
Out. It's real thing. Quick, man. What is that?
I will not.
I will not lose. I will not lose.
All right.
Everybody know that. I will not lose. You know what I mean?
Now, we got new people. You don't know who's listening to you. You talking about, you always
well,
say that. You don't know who's listening.
Well, check it out. Whoever's listening, man, I will not lose. And guess what? You don't have to lose either. You know what I mean? All you have to do is keep going, man. Don't quit. Don't quit, man. Never give up. And that's kind of what this little quick poem was. It's going to be a lot deeper when I finish it, man, but this is the beginning of it, y'all. It said we all come to a point in life where we have some real difficult decisions to make. And no matter what decisions we make, we got to live with the choice that we take. There's nothing wrong with pleasing others as long as you're happy within yourself. And feeling true love from sisters and brothers means more than stressing yourself over wealth. See, because if you do God's will, he will bless you. Money would not be an issue. Handle whatever it is that God put before you, and he would always continue to bless you. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's
it's
dope,
gonna be
man.
A lot deeper than that, and then it's gonna go a whole lot further than that, man. But that's pretty much, you know what I mean, man. If you do God's will, man, it might not be everything that you want to do, but if you do God's will, God's gonna take care of you, man. You know what I mean, and you're gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna put nothing on you that you can't handle. You know what I mean? Because if you couldn't handle it, then it wouldn't be yours.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So whatever he put on you, just figure it out. Hey, look, man. Okay, so there got to be a way out of it. You know what I'm saying? God put me in this situation. There got to be a way out of it. And if I got to be smart enough to figure it out because he put me in this situation. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when you find yourself in, you know what I mean? And I'm learning that for myself, y'all. I've been through a lot. I found myself from sugar to, you know what I mean, without cursing, you know what I mean, from mm-hmm. sugar to stuff, and then, you know what I'm saying, from rags to riches, you know what I mean, man,
mm-hmm.
yo, but if you do God's will, God got you. If you do, you know what I mean, you do what you want to do, then you put it on you. Man, so.
Exactly.
Anyway, stay positive, y'all, stay positive. And anything that's put in front of you, you can handle it. All you got to do is take care of it. That's it.
That's right.
That's it, y'all.
We appreciate you. Everybody, that was Carlos, spreading some knowledge and wisdom. I call him DMX for poetry. The reason why, if you hear his voice, he just reminds me of DMX. So with that being said, we got Miss Nikki all the way from Los Angeles. What's up, lady?
Hey, China, how are you?
I'm doing good. Get
that's
your
good,
life.
That's good. Get it, girl. Get it. Okay. It's funny because I guess we're on the same wavelength. This one I wrote this morning is called Good and In Quarter. And here goes. You can't speak blessings and curse out of the same mouth. You can't think prayer and judgment in the same mind. You can't have peace and chaos in the same body. You can't have love and hatred in the same heart. You can't have faith and fear in the same spirit. I know, we're only human, but that can't be our excuse to continue to be mediocre. Nothing that God does is mediocre. So why should the things we offer back to him be? My goal today is to resist the temptation of mediocrity. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. It's our fear of the responsibility of being great that keeps us satisfied with just being good. Today, God says, you're better than that. You're better than good. And I believe in him. So should you. Be blessed by being a blessing. That's it.
All right, now you better spit that, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you for spreading that inspiration, lady. Y'all are like close to what my inspirational nugget for today, but I'm gonna drop that in just a second.
Okay.
But y'all are very close where I'm at, so that we in tune, and I mean most definitely.
That's
all right.
Right,
everybody. It's Nikki in the building, you guys. Thank you, lady. Stay on the line, most definitely. All right, big shout out to my god sister, Nancy, in the building. Thank you for listening. And also, all the way from Binghamton, North Carolina, my sister, same mom, in the building. What's up, Ms. Nikki? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Get your life. Had to make you laugh a little something. We appreciate you staying on the line, and I hope you enjoy the show. All right, everybody, that's Nikki. And we got a 252 on the line. What's up? This is China. Got a 252-367. What's up? Just want to give a shout out, tell you thank you for calling in. And if you feel like spitting, feel free to do so. If not, you can keep vibing. Can you hear me? All right. So, hello? All right. So, we're going to keep rocking. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. and I'm gonna keep the show rolling. With that being said, I like to give, I like to drop jewels, inspirational nuggets, gems, whatever y'all want to call them. But as I learn and I grow, I try to give it to you. So if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But like I say, I don't mind being transparent. I really believe transparency is key, and it's also your freedom, you know, because a lot of times people look at vulnerabilities as weaknesses, and they're actually your strengths. If you own all of you, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, owning all of that, nobody can hold you hostage, and you don't have to hold yourself hostage, because sometimes we are the ones who hold ourselves hostage because of our past, because of our thoughts, because of whatever, you know, our expectations on life and what have you. So with that being said, the jewel I want to drop to you guys is, like, we, you know, we think about expectations and wants and different things that we want, and sometimes things don't always go, a lot of times things don't go to what we plan, you know. And I really believe, like Drake said it best, y'all just heard Carlos say it similar, and I'm saying it as well. Like, I believe it's God's plan over our plan when it comes to our life. Sometimes we think we know the plan, and we get upset because it doesn't go to what we plan, but I really believe that he sees the need instead of the want. Sometimes those wants aren't what we need, and we might fight kicking and screaming, but we realize and we actually see the rainbow on the other side once we endure the process and trust in the process. So I would just encourage you, whatever it is that you want to do, your passion, your dreams, your goals, there's nothing wrong with setting goals. There's nothing wrong with setting plans, but also know that sometimes the plan can be deviated. You know, it could be, it could change the different things that we want. You might want a Toyota, and God might be trying to prepare you for a Porsche. You know, that's what I'm saying. You may want this particular person in your life, but God could be preparing you for somebody else. You know, and sometimes we hold on to things and people thinking that this is what it's supposed to be. And I'm only speaking from my own truth. Like, sometimes we hold on to things too tight, things or people or family too tight, thinking that's supposed to be this way. You're supposed to go with me on this journey. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. And it's okay, because I really believe if you keep going, that thing, if it's meant for you, will be. You know, or what that thing that you're supposed to have, that you feel that you're supposed to have, just keep going. You never know, you just might get it, but just keep enduring the process. So I'm just asking you guys, if you can use this, and what I'm saying and what I've learned is that trust in the process. It's not easy. It doesn't feel good. It's not a good feeling, you know, when things don't go the way we want them to, but also that's life. So just acknowledging that. And like I say, I choose to be transparent because I really believe transparency is key. It gives you clarity, and it also provides you with a peace of mind, which is that acceptance. And so acceptance ain't always an easy pill to swallow, but it's necessary for your peace of mind. So hopefully that helps somebody on this journey we call life. With that being said, I'm going to play this track, and I'll be right back at you.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seasoning suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Blackbird, why you wanna fly? You ain't never gonna fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stains. I'm able to stand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky. This blackbird is gonna fly. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far, and I know I did. I appreciate you guys taking time out. Everybody's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you taking the time out. We have thousands of listeners who listen all over the world, so I just like to give you a shout-out because I can't see you. I can see the stats later, but I do appreciate you and everybody who took the time out to spit, to share, to just with a shout-out, just take your time out to vibe out with me. It means a lot to me. With that being said, mark your calendars, please. Saturday, August 31st. My birthday is actually August 25th. So anybody who want to cash at me as a birthday gift, $ Clavette Roberts. Capital R, but Roberts, Clavette Roberts. So with that being said, my show is going to be at the Arts Council. Dave, I got two hosts. I got Angel and Dave Riddick. Going to be hosting, and we got 100, we got Dexter Howell, we got singers, we got rappers, we got True Consequences, we got Beverly Bryant from everybody, so we'd love for you guys to come out. Illusions, Open Mic Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, that's Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8, so starts at 8:30, it's 10 to get in, but Open Mic Talent is only 8. You guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and you guys have a blessed day today, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday at 6. Good night.